Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and sometimes firearms, and every now and then a little bit of local politics. But not today. We're not talking about politics today. So,
We're taking muzzleloader entries.
Well, there's a lot more going on than that. It's Youth Waterfowl Day. I don't know if you knew that. And Veterans Waterfowl Day. And Junior Hunt Day for deer next week. So, a lot going on. But we want to mention the fact that we got a new sponsor today. Come back. Madonna Seafood has come back to be with us, which is always great. Had a nice visit with the owner a couple days ago, up there in Whitehall, right across the Baltimore County line, right across the line of Delaney Valley Road. And the restaurant itself is not open, but the carryout is, and they've been doing great on the carryout. They have, you know, steamed crabs year-round, which is kind of cool. So, also want to talk about not only the Junior Waterfowl Day, but we want to talk about our initiative on bucks, bears, stags for the kids, and that's pretty interesting. You agree with that, Robin? You helped develop that that program,
huh? That's my big thing.
Your big thing, the youngsters, yeah. So what do you want to talk about first? Youth Waterfowl Day? Maybe one of our listeners has some youngsters in the car, or maybe they're on their way. So if you've got a youngster in the car on your way to Waterfowl Day, we'd love to hear from you, 410-922-6680. It's also first time ever active military personnel and veterans for a waterfowl hunt on their own special day. Excuse me. Sorry. This year's traditional Youth Waterfowl Day has been expanded to include additional opportunities for veterans and military personnel, said Paul Pedito. Youth Waterfowl Day has always given our youth hunters the opportunity to learn hunting skills and conservation ethics from more experienced sportsmen and women. These 2 days are now shared with a group of hunters whom we can thank for the freedoms we enjoy. Hunters 16 years of age or younger may hunt. Military veterans, as defined in Section 101 of Title 38 United States Code, of any age, and members of the armed forces on active duty, including members of the National Guard and Reserves on active duty, other than for training. Youth hunters must be accompanied by an unarmed adult at least 21 years old or by eligible military personnel also participating in the hunt. So, that begs the question from our buddy Arnold, who said, so if the military guys are out hunting today, he read the regulations, and he said, I was wondering if a non-veteran can take a veteran out if he's not actively hunting. Can he operate the boat, wrangle the dog, etc.? Well, that really wasn't covered in any of this. Anything that Arnold read or anything that I read. So we sent that up to Josh Homiak, who's the guy in charge of waterfowl here in Maryland. And he said, my off-the-cuff unofficial answer is yes, but I don't enforce the law, so I'll need to consult NRP to make sure I'm not missing anything. Sorry it's so last minute, but good question, and I'll follow up with you. Well, I'm sorry it's so last minute, too. So I'm guessing that you could, A, take your chance and take your veteran out and not have a gun and not be seen with a gun. And if you want to wrangle the dog and operate the boat, that's probably okay. Maybe, I don't know, maybe calling might be off the mark, but I just don't know. And neither does Josh. So let's talk to Walt on the line. Good morning, Walt. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm good.
How about Robin? She okay?
I'm good.
I can't hear you, Robin.
Nobody can hear me, I don't think.
How about Robin? Is she okay?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, yep, I'm doing great. My thing wasn't working right.
Right.
Okay. I have that problem every once in a while myself.
Yeah, me too.
I couldn't think of the word.
Yikes.
It's been a long week.
Yeah, it's been a long week.
Yeah,
no question.
Tell me about it. I'm on my way out to do a little bow hunt and see if how the rut's going. It was started, but not real hard yet. So.
Well, it's started. It all depends on where you are. There's a lot of deer out there chasing a lot of does, and a lot of deer responding to similar calls. So, you know.
Okay, I'm going to try it. I wanted to get into the muzzleloader for this month.
You're in.
Okay, and then also, as a Vietnam vet, I want to take and thank all the veterans that have served the country. I love this country, and I was proud to serve, and I'm proud of all of them, too.
Amen, brother.
You're not kidding. My dad served during Vietnam also, but he didn't see any – he didn't go across, overseas.
Right.
Yeah, well, I was infantry, so I did see it, so
– Well, he fixed everybody's teeth up when they came back. He was a dentist.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you for your service, Walt.
Thanks, and have a great day. I'll talk to you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Walt. Good luck today.
Thank you.
All right. Good. That was good. So, anyway, if anybody is headed out for waterfowl today, any youngsters or any of the veterans, and they're listening in their cars, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Of course, here at 5 a.m., and it's foggy, so be careful out there driving. Here at 5 a.m., I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of guys already getting in the field and getting set up, so, or on the water or traveling or whatever. If you're just getting to your spot, you're a little bit late, but that's okay. Now, Robin, here's the press release for waterfowl hunting days set for youth, veterans, and active military.
Okay.
Do you see anything wrong with that press release?
Are they waterfowl hunting?
Good question. Here.
Honestly.
The photo in the press release shows a father and son on the edge of a field with father has an orange vest on, the son has an orange vest, an orange hat. Anything wrong with that picture? Any of our listeners?
I would have said they were deer hunting.
You would have said correctly, yes, exactly.
Just, and I'm a non-hunter, and I just looked at it, and it looked funny to me.
It looked funny to you that you had guys in orange
on the field
talking about a youth waterfowl hunt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Youth Deer Day, Junior Hunt Day, is next Saturday, and that is Region A, and is only Saturday. Sunday, there are certain counties where you're allowed to hunt on the 14th and the 15th, so it's youth weekend. And we want to announce our youth plan for bucks, bears, stags. Now, bucks, bears, and stags says get the kids outdoors and have fun hunting. Bucks, bears, stags will measure all youth hunters' Maryland whitetails, black bears, and sitka stags through the end of the 21-22 hunting season. The youth entry fee is waived. Youth entry fee is $10. It's gone through the end of the 21-22 hunting season. Not just 2021, 21-22. So we're looking out a year and a few months. Youth hunter entries are those animals harvested by youth hunters 16 years of age and younger. Entries will be accepted from any year as long as the person was a youth hunter at the time and has verification. So if you killed a big deer and you were 14 10 years ago and you're 24 now, well, if you could corroborate or tell us by confirmation number that you were a youth back then, we will measure that animal for free. So, youth minimum scores, 110 inches for whitetail, typical whitetail bucks, 125 inches for non-typical whitetail bucks, 16 inches for black bears, the length plus the width of the clean skull, sitka stags, 50 inches. Official measuring cannot occur until after the mandatory 60-day dry-out period of flesh-free antlers and skulls has been met. Now, we're getting ready to put this on our website, so I don't want to talk about the sponsorship thing right now, but we will. We will. So, all right. Robin?
Yes.
You're a bit low.
No, I know. I adjusted it. And I'm waiting for a chance to speak to see if Chris thinks this is any better. Any better, Chris? He must be on the phone.
I'm guessing he's on the phone. He will get back to us. So, yesterday, finally had a chance to hunt. First time since black bear season. I hunted the Monday of black bear season, so it's been almost 2 weeks since I've gotten in a tree stand or been out for deer. And I knew the rut was kicking in, starting to kick in. And so I don't overdo it with the scent. I took a little scent and a little doe and ester scent, and I set it on a pad, and I set it upwind of my stand. So I was downwind from the scent, thinking that the deer would come in behind me. And there was one particular buck that we'd been seeing walk a certain path in a certain area. And I'm thinking, okay, he's probably pretty good from what I'm hearing. So it's 315, something like that yesterday?
Yep. And this one, yeah, it's about
and,
that.
And Robin was texting me about a squirrel out in the yard. And I just remembered the name of the squirrel, and I thought there was a squirrel under my stand. So I'm texting, and I look down, and when I look down, apparently the buck was looking at me from about 12 yards away. He had done exactly what he was supposed to do. He walked up the edge of the field. He turned in where I expected him to turn in. He responded to doe bleat and buck grunt, followed by buck grunt, you know, like a breeding type of call. And was hooked on the scent, and he was coming. He was right there, and not paying attention, I blew the opportunity. Just like that, he saw me. He trotted off. I stopped him with a grunt, but he looked back over his shoulder and kept walking. So there was my first missed opportunity.
Did you tell him what happened when you saw him?
What do you mean when I saw him?
When he spooked him. I wasn't listening. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
What do you mean what happened?
Well, that you cussed and dropped your phone in off the deer stand into the mud.
No, I was going to leave that part out, but that's okay. Now that you brought it up and embarrassed me, that's fine.
I thought it was so cute.
You thought it was cute, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You did. Okay. Well, I said. I said a word, then... you know, I don't know where my phone went, but it just fell off the stand and face down in the mud right behind me. So after the deer left, I shinnied down the tree in my climber and retrieved my phone and wiped it off as best I could. And, anyway, that was blown opportunity number one on whitetails this year. So. I already blew an opportunity on sick of deer. So
nobody had to clean the phone out last night.
Nobody had to clean the phone out on the sick of deer. And then last night, yes, you're right, we had to clean the phone. I had to take cover off and scrub it, and what a mess. Anyway, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are giving a muzzleloader away at the end of the month, just like we did last week. I have to call the runners up. I still have to call the runners up from last week. So here's Bob online. Morning, Bob. How are you?
Actually, we got Stan first.
Stan, truck driver.
Yep.
Stan, truck driver man. Got it. Hi, Stan.
Good morning, Mr. Allen, Miss Robin.
Morning, Stan. I always like hearing your voice in the morning.
Well, I don't know how you can understand me. I'm wearing a mask again. I'm still working. Greetings from the north side of the Susquehanna.
Oh, wow, you're way up there. Yeah.
Well, I ain't way up there. After a while, you get used to it. It's just like anything else.
Yep.
But anyway, I'm so glad you guys came on this morning. I couldn't wait. I had to switch my phone to YouTube.
Right.
And get some country music. Did anything. The debates have got me, the election's got me on my...
Alan told me don't ever turn the news on again in the house.
not till this is solved. I don't even want to listen to the news. You know.
That's why you're such a blessing this morning.
Got it.
I just wanted to jump in there real quick and say good morning. I'll always be listening, but I want to try to get home early if it's at all possible this morning. So
that would be really nice.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Miss Robin. What?
I said that would be really nice if you could get home early, spend the day with your wife.
that depends on her honey-do list when I get done doing what I'm doing now.
Amen, brother.
Okay.
Amen.
So two hours of my 14-hour day are dedicated to her. And as long as she's happy, do I have to finish that?
Nope.
Exactly. I'll be listening. Make it interesting, please.
We're going to do our best to make it interesting. All right. Sounds good.
Well, good morning. We'll
Thanks,
talk buddy. To you in a little bit.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a
Bye-bye.
Good one.
All right.
Now we have Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Great. I want to give a shout out to her lioness, Miss Robin.
Good morning.
Our lioness.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
Honey, we are lions and we are proud.
And we roar.
Yes, we do.
Lions. Well, that part's true. I can eat this many years later.
I'd like to tell you a quick story if I could.
Sure.
I almost called you last Saturday with the blue moon out, and it made me remember a coon hunting story. When I was about 12 years old, of course, the old coon hunters would always keep a young boy around to go leash the dogs once they treated a coon.
Right.
And we were hunting at Y Mills at this place they all called a bird sanctuary. Well, it was these huge cliffs, not cliffs, but like...
Not cliffs on the eastern shore, that's for sure.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about there, the ground is dropped into the bay. Yeah.
Right.
I actually know the piece of property you're talking about.
They had laurels. I've never seen so many laurels. Mountain laurels. I've seen them over in the western shore, but not around here. But they had them there. And these old guys, they would sit back and they could listen to the dogs and know when they had a coon treed, and they'd send me down to leash them and they'd shoot them out. Well, I went down with my hip boots on and went down in this bottom, walked through the bottom, and there was this huge oak tree, and it had like probably a 15-foot mound around the trunk of the tree because it was down in the bottom. And I went down there, I had like four dogs, got them all leashed, and of course they were up on the hill, and they had the coon and flashlights, their spotlights, and I heard this crack of the rifle, and I don't know whether you ever seen a coon come down a tree, but they come down just like cats do.
All four legs out, clawing.
Teeth and claws first.
Uh-huh.
And they came, I couldn't hear nothing because of the dogs, and I looked up, and he was coming down, his back was wriggling, and man, he came down, and the dogs pulled me out of my hip boot, and I had a big boot sock on. The coon grabbed the end of my sock. The dogs grabbed him, and we rolled around down there for about 5 minutes, I would say. But those old men got a heck of a laugh out of it. And
I'd like to see that on video.
Thank God it was before phones.
Wow. I'll tell you, that's an exciting story, buddy. I the only thing close that I can equate to that is crawling up the ladder in my uncle's silo and hearing a scrambling up above me and looking, and here comes a rat right at me. Well, I'm on the ladder. Where am I going, you know?
Right.
So.
Yeah, I was in the same boat, man. I had four dog coon dogs leased, and that coon came down out of that tree. Teeth and claws first.
I bet. Well, I'm glad you better be glad those dogs were there to grab that thing, you know?
Yeah.
That could have been some serious injuries.
Yeah.
So, well, you get the prize for best story today.
I like that story.
Thanks.
What do you get for that? You get the admiration of your peers that are listening.
Can I give a shout out to the Great Bright Hunters?
Sure.
Kenny and Dennis.
Sure.
Where deer tremble and turkeys chuckle at the sound of their names.
Oh, my God. Deer tremble.
Got I love it.
All right, Bob. Thank you so much.
I love
thank
it when you.
You
call, Bob. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
All right. How about that?
I love when I hear from people we know. Mm-hmm. I know.
I think what we should do right now, though, is probably do our first commercial break.
You go right ahead.
Hearth America at Backyard Village in Graysonville knows fire. Are you looking for a new backyard grill? Well, they've got the pellet grills by Traeger. Got the charcoal grills by Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. They're all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, how about premium gas logs by Real Fire, F-Y-R-E, to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? I like watching those gas logs, you know?
I got to tell you, and this is my shout-out to Backyard Billy's. You know I use a fireplace year-round. Yep. I'll turn the air conditioner on just to look at the fire. But these nice chilly mornings coming back out here, you know?
Yeah.
I have. He is now forever in my debt.
Well, that's right. You know, and the gas wall fireplaces, you told me you wanted to have one installed out in the living room, which would be fine, but, you know, we got this back here. We spend more time back here anyway.
I'm thinking about putting one of those in the bedroom now.
A gas wall fireplace can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, a gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. Visit Backyard Billy's or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, 827-4500. That's Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 30 years experience, realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. John George specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. He's located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland. Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. No job is too big. No animal's too big. The Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studios, 3,800 square feet. With a 19-foot ceiling, the showroom's 1,500 square feet where you can go and see some of his work. And a one-ton floor crane can handle the largest life-size projects like, you know, Cape Buffalo or American Bison. I know three people who have taken bison in the last couple of weeks.
Really?
Yep.
I haven't seen any of those pictures.
A lot of meat. Yeah, our buddy Chad up in Fountain Green.
Oh, I like Chad a lot.
Mm-hmm. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. And Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here from the continent of Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Clyde Sports Shop is your Browning hunting headquarters. And I want to tell you about a couple of bolt-action rifles. They start with X-Bolt. That's how they're identified, X-Bolt. Hells Canyon, Speed, Long Range, and McMillan models. These are cool-looking guns. They are the arid urban camouflage with a DuraTouch finish, a composite stock, and then the barrel has a Cerakote finish. It's fluted. It's a sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, a detachable rotary magazine, short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, bolt action that comes in select calibers. You know, for the Speed models, you want something that's a little light. For the Long Range and McMillan models, you know, you're going to look at 6.5 Creedmoor, 308, and things like that. X-Bolt, Hell's Canyon. Then there's a standard X-Bolt, beautifully finished, walnut stock, blued barrel, bolt action, big game hunting perfection, extremely accurate firearms. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers are available no matter what you want. They've got them available. Adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. These two bolt action rifles, center fire rifles, are available at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway Exit 9. I was there the other day. Clyde's is open, moving right along. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, just up Beltway Exit 9, like I said. 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Website's Clyde Sports, two S's in the middle, clydesports.com. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, all right there, Clyde's. We'll be right back after these messages.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing, and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole.
That poor guy.
No one could steer me right,
his mama tried. Hey, let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn.
Yeah,
how you doing, buddy?
Morning, Glenn.
Yes. Yeah.
You been out hunting yet?
Maybe.
What's that?
That called to enter the contest.
Oh, well, you're in it. You are in it. Have you been out this week?
Not really. I'm just out a couple of times and just more or less to see what was there.
Yep. Well, did you see anything out there?
Nope. Well, I saw some geese. At least
some geese. There's some geese coming in. That's right. Geese coming in. So.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So. Well, maybe you get out after some geese. You never know.
Yeah. Because that's over about a month and a half away almost. So
hey, honey.
Yeah.
We got an email from one of our listeners that said they can't hear you on the air. So I don't know if you need to move your mic closer or turn your volume up. I'm not sure which.
Everybody that I talked to said it got better. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I don't know when this email came in.
I hear her anyway.
You can hear her?
As long as you can hear me, Glenn, I'm happy.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, good luck out there this week. If you get out, those bucks are running and rolling and rocking after those does, so this will probably be prime time for the rut this week.
Yeah, of course. One place where I go, it's common. In a way, you'd almost think it'd be a good place because it's sort of this little thicket with a hedge attached to it out in the middle of nowhere. It's not like it's miles away from all the woods, but it's still, from where it was.
What you need to do is if you figure if the deer are bedded in there, if that's a bedding area out there, I love those little spots out in the middle of nowhere where it's just brush and that type of thing. That's where they bed. So you got to slip in there and you got to wait till the wind is blowing the right way for you to put some scent out, some ester scent out, and let them and draw them out of there with that scent. And then you could always, blow a little grunt call or something like that from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
It's good technique. Scent and grunt call, it's always good. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you seem like last few years, I think they've gotten more nocturnal in that area for some reason.
Well, during the rut, though, if they think there's a doe, they think there's a hot doe, they're coming any time of the day or night. So.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. Appreciate the call.
All right. Take care.
Yep.
Have a good one, Glenn.
Thanks, buddy.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Anybody else online?
Yes, we have John.
Hey, John. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right. How y'all doing?
Good. You?
Just getting off work, heading home. I live in Delaware, work in Baltimore.
Oh, brother. Well, it's a long commute every day.
Yeah, I don't make the commute every day. I stay at my kid's house during the week.
Well, that's a good thing. Yep. Good.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to tell you what I see on the road because I drive a truck.
I love the on the road report.
Yeah, from Baltimore to Hagerstown, and I believe the rut's starting because there's a lot of dead deer on the side of the road.
Oh my gosh, I watched the highway crew on 50 pick one up. Not far from here the other day, and they had six or seven, I don't know how far they went or where their regional thing is, but man, they had six or seven on the back of the truck, and there were two or three that they were picking up on at that point. So
I've probably seen, I'm going to say 20 from Baltimore back, from Hagerstown and coming back.
Yep.
And I also seen a black bear coming down South Mountain. It was dead on
the
side of the road.
Hit on the side of the road. Yeah.
It was a little one, but...
Yeah. Unfortunately, that happens,
But I mainly called to get in the contest there.
Well, I appreciate that.
But it's always nice when you talk to.
Always nice when we hear from you, that's for sure. Yeah, I like that road, the roadkill report.
Yeah, but it's a shame to see all of them.
Like, I know.
A couple of them, I went to Richmond one day this week, and there was a nice good tent corner. It was a nice looking deer.
Yeah. Well, he got in trouble. He was chasing. the doe.
Yep.
You know, but those.
That's all.
Those...
Y'all have a good morning, and I'm
all right, John.
Fixing to go out in the woods this evening. See what happens.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
All right. I'll talk to y'all next week.
Thanks, John. Take care now. Bye bye. So. Speaking of black bears, we had 117 black bears taken in 5 days, despite challenging conditions for Western Maryland's 17th annual black bear hunt. I'll say it was challenging. Rain and fog, bottom dropped out of the barometer. Animals don't move on a falling or low barometer. You got to have that rising barometer to get some action out there. Natural food shortages in the mountains of Western Maryland, coupled with wet, windy weather conditions, contributed to the challenges facing bear hunters this year. 117 hunters harvested bear during a 5-day hunt in Allegheny County, Frederick County, Garrett County, and Washington County. The largest bear weighed 537 pounds and was taken in Frederick County by Wayne Harley of Tawnytown. Now, I talked to Wayne this week, and Wayne is going to allow bucks, bears, and stags to measure his bear. And the way you score a black bear is you measure the skull length and width to totaled together to the nearest 16th of an inch. So a 537-pound mature black bear will score very well. He's probably going to be in the top 10 in Maryland. The average weight of harvested bears is 155 pounds, and 23 were taken in Allegheny County, 3 from Frederick, 83 in Garrett County, and 8 from Washington County. 155 pounds is the average weight of bears harvested. 74% of the bears were taken on private land. 5,716 hunters applied for a permit. 950 permits were issued, and 2,643 hunters participated in the hunt with all the sub-permittees allowed. So there you are. That's the black bear results. And we'll be putting Mr. Hurley's picture up on our Facebook page with anticipation of, and we talked to his taxidermist yesterday too. So everybody's on board with getting this big bear measured, which is pretty cool. So what do you think, Robin? 537-pound bear. What would you do? What would you do if I brought that one home?
Be excited because I told you I want another bear mount.
I know. This one's standing though, right?
I don't know. I'm liking the sitting on the thing one.
Sitting on the thing?
The bench. I'm still liking that.
I said, if I get another bear, I'd like to have it mounted sitting on a bench with its arm up on the back so you could sit on there and then the bear would have his arm around you like taking a selfie. That would to take a selfie or to take a picture. I think that would be outstanding.
I think it'd be really cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'd never not have a conversation piece at a party.
That's for sure. All right. Well, I'll try and get one. But what are we going to do with the moose if that comes through? I don't know. So many decisions to make. 410 WCBM 680. We are giving a muzzleloader away this month. The phone number, the contact number is 410-922-6680. All you have to do is call that number. Chris will take your phone number. And then what we'll do is at the end of the month, we'll put all the names and we'll number all the names, put all the numbers in the random generator, and somebody's name will pop out. Number will pop out, will match to your name, and you win a muzzleloader. We're also giving a second and third prize away. Second prize is a record book, Maryland record book, and called Maryland's Finest from Bucks, Bears, and Stags. And then the third prize is a hat from KeysternShore.com. Let's talk to Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, you guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. What's going on?
Not too much. Like to enter the muzzle contest.
You're in it?
Then get ready to launch the boat for the final run of crabs.
For the final run of crabs.
Gotcha. Yeah, we're down here at Kent Narrows.
Get down to Kent Narrows and put it. Let me tell you something. There's some nice crabs out there. I'm seeing really nice crabs.
Yes, there is. But they're starting to drop off. But the ones you do catch, they're nice and heavy.
Yeah, big ones. Yep. So, they're starting to, I guess they're starting to move down the bay as the water temperature starts to cool, start migrating out.
Right. So.
Yeah. People don't know it, but all of our blue crabs here in the Chesapeake Bay are spawned in the ocean. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, the crabs are bred here. The females migrate. They have their spawns in the ocean. And one breeding can result in, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 sponges, 5, 6, 7 hatches. And they're all hatched in the ocean, and then they eventually flow back into the bay. So.
Yeah, and then the sponge crab, I think it's got about 500 babies on it.
No, more than that, yeah.
Well, I mean, I've seen them on the boat where they're like a pin, very, very small.
Yeah, I got it. All right, man. Well, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you. And
you have a wonderful day. Enjoy those crabs.
Enjoy those crabs.
Okay, Robin. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Richard. All right, Gary. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good, man. What's going on?
I need a fishing tip for this afternoon in the Patapsco River area, if possible. We're going rock fishing.
Okay.
Reports.
Any what?
Report.
Any report?
I haven't. Let me see what I can find here. You might have to You might have to wait for a minute till I get the fishing report up in the Patapsco. Okay. Where is it? Well, I'll see what I can find for you on that. But if you're going to Patapsco, how will you be fishing?
Either trolling or jigging coming out of Bear Creek.
Trolling or jigging. Okay. Let's see here.
Coming out of Bear Creek, can go anywhere in the bay.
Okay. Well, hold on.
I'm holding.
I got, well, takes a while to load. Here we go. Local rivers are cooling faster than the bay. Clarity's good. Upper Chesapeake. White perch further down. A lot of striped bass at the Key Bridge. And the mouths of the Patapsco, the Chester, and the Magathy River. Many anglers are trolling umbrella rigs outfitted with spoons, either a bucktail or a spoon or a bucktail for a trailer. Tandem bucktails have also been a good choice. These rigs need to get down to a depth of about 25 feet, so inline weights are usually employed. Love Point Rocks, along with the above-mentioned rivers, are great places to jig. Anglers are seeing breaking fish, but most are undersized, and the action tends to be shifting as the schools of bait and small striped bass are constantly on the move. Jigging underneath the smaller fish is a proven tactic to find larger fish. So if you're throwing like a quarter-ounce jig or a half-ounce jig and it's getting hit on the way down by those little fish, put a three-quarter-ounce or one-ounce jig on there and get down faster to the bigger fish on the bottom.
All right, thanks.
You got it. Bay Bridge is also a good place to jig for striped bass, holding near the bridge piers. Best action tends to be in the morning and evening on a moving tide. Jigs should be cast slightly up current of the bridge pier and working past while jigging. The piers and the rock piles are also holding large white perch and can also be caught while jigging with small spoons on dropper rigs or by fishing with pieces of bloodworm on a bottom rig. There you go. How's that? That help?
That's good. I know where I'm going. Thanks.
All right, buddy.
Good luck today.
Let us know.
Call you next week.
You got it.
Sounds
thanks.
Great.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. How about that? Yes. Yes. Our buddy Tommy. The fish guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he sent a beautiful picture out the other day of a road killed skunk. And he actually heard two deer being hit on 795. Yeah, and recorded that. So I'm not sure where Tom's coming from these days, but you know, dead skunk in the middle of the road must be one of his
favorites. I wish we had a dead skunk around here. It's hit somebody twice in our back alley.
Ah, good. I hope it was those cats. I hope the cats got skunked.
Yeah, our cat. We're not cat haters, but we don't like the fact that they're taking out our squirrel population.
No, we don't like the cats running the neighborhood. That was kind of spooky on Halloween, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. We're sitting here. Was it Halloween morning early?
Yeah.
We look up and there's a black cat. Staring at us at the
staring in our doors,
back door.
Yeah,
looking right at us. Yep. I'm like, okay, that's really creepy.
Yes. All right. 410 WCBM 680 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Oh, we probably should talk about a couple of our sponsors at this point. So, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we did too. Just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. I'm saying hearth as in what's in front of your fireplace. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Now, Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35. Boy, that's a good one. Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. They did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable, and tremendous follow-up service. So we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro, E-N-V-I-R-O, Elvira, I like to remember it by, and Regency brands. And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, a new gas, a new electric, or wood stove, all available from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. You know, they like to say they're Ken Island, just to kind of, everybody knows where Ken Island is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're kind of, they kind of fell off the edge of Ken Island, so. Stop
in. They just expanded the border a little bit.
Yeah, the border. Stop in the showroom now, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. 827-4500. That's Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Did you like that?
I always like that we say that.
Yeah, I know. You just like me. Kind of.
Kind of. Depends on the day.
Well, you tolerate me. That's a good thing. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Creative Concepts Taxidermy, with 30 years' experience, realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. John George specializes, that's his name, that's the taxidermist, specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, just off Route 1, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100 and the 95-295 interstates. Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet with 19-foot ceilings. The showroom is 1,500 square feet, and a one-ton floor crane can handle the largest life-size projects. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups, and hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. On weekends with an appointment, visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com. Give them a call, 410-799-1558. That's 799-1558, 410, for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. And we'll be right back.
Well, find a reason to step outside. It is nice. We're talking sunshine and 70s here through early next week. 72 degrees for Saturday afternoon, 48 our low for tonight, and then sunshine for Sunday with a high of 70. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB, that's 2722, www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's gone squeezing. Ooh, white lightning.
White lightning. Boy, that industry sure changed since it's become legitimatized. Let's talk to Joseph. Good morning, Joseph. Hello. Okay, Joseph couldn't hold on. Good morning, Kathy.
And how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Morning.
How do I look?
Wonderful.
There you go. I'll take wonderful for today. I've just started listening to your show, probably for about 2 weeks. Anyway, my brother Joe just moved down to Crisfield.
Okay.
And he brought some crabs up. And they tasted very different from the crabs that we get in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like a difference in the water from the upper bay to the lower bay?
Yes, there is. A little more salinity down there, which changes the crabs. I love fall crabs from the lower bay.
Okay.
Yep.
No, they were great.
Yeah.
They're the best.
They are the best.
I have crab cakes in the fridge we're having tonight. And then, I don't know if you know, I'm in on the outskirts of Baltimore City, up around Montebello Lake.
Okay.
And Herring Run Park.
Okay.
So Herring Run goes all the way to the bay.
Right.
And we have deer. Is that unusual? I mean, we're
no.
in the city.
Nope, that is not unusual at all. They are everywhere, no question.
Okay.
All right.
So I don't know what to tell the people when they see them because they don't see.
Don't tell
deer.
Them anything. just say they're deer.
Hey.
Look at that. There's a deer
hello,
over there.
Deer.
Hello, deer.
Okay.
Thanks, Kathy.
All right. Talk to you next time.
Okay.
Have a great one. Glad you're listening.
You, darling. Bye.
Bye bye. Let's talk to Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hey guys, good morning. How y'all doing? And thanks for putting me in there for the muzzleloader contest. Appreciate that. I could always use another rifle.
Right.
Never enough is what Alan tells me.
Yeah, right. But I figure why I got guys on here. I'm kind of a new listener myself. My buddy John, actually just talked to him a little while ago. I work with him.
I got it.
And he turned me on to this radio station, and I dig it, man. And,
cool.
But anyway, just to give you a little story real quick, I was actually telling John, it's happened to my wife has went hunting with me. I've taken her a few times.
And okay.
I've never really made a kill with her. She don't hunt, but she'd sit next to me. I have a big, stand tower.
Sure.
But anyway, very comfortable. But anyway, we've seen does, but she's never seen a buck. Well, we just moved to Ken Island. Actually, guys, we're going over to Bay Bridge as we speak. But
okay.
Anyway, she takes the trash out yesterday. She's on the side of the house, of our house. And she's, there's some tall pine trees there. So as she's putting the trash down, a buck comes walking in our yard in between the pine trees.
Right.
The buck, they're within feet of each other.
Wow.
She sees her, she sees him, and they're both scared to death.
That's funny.
I love it.
That's funny.
That's my great little deer story. I figure I'd share a little bit with you guys. But
I appreciate it, Mike. All right, buddy.
All right, guys. Thank you, and I'll listen to you every Saturday. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You have a great day.
Hey, take care. So a mugger walks up to a guy in the street, well-dressed guy in the street, and he says, "Give me all your money." The guy says, "You can't hold me up. I'm a Democrat United States congressman." The mugger stops for a minute and says, "All right, then, give me all my money." Robin, say your thing.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, stay healthy. The things aren't over yet with COVID, so wear your masks.
Social distance. Wash your hands. Use sanitizer. See you next week.